March is when the sun most rapidly moves north, which is good news because it means the sun is quickly becoming more nearly overhead. That it's higher in the sky is most striking around lunchtime when it's due south and highest and currently halfway up the heavens. At this altitude, solar rays are now more than half their full summertime strength, enough to tan or burn us if we exposed our skin for just 90 minutes. Thanks to the still chilly air, only skiers and snowboarders tend to do this in March. Their red faces provide proof of how they've spent their day. The ever later sunsets are obvious too, with daylight now advancing 3 minutes per day. The only reason some meteorologists report 2 minutes more sun one day, but 4 minutes the next, is because they use tables that round off to the minute. In reality, the daily variation is negligible right now and hovers right around 3 minutes. Days and nights are also very nearly equal, too, with sunrise and sunset occurring just about 12 hours apart, with our clocks reading 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And this equality will exactly coincide 2 days from now, not on the equinox, but a few days before it. Less apparent to the casual nature lover is the speedy disappearance of the winter constellations, the rapid slide of Orion and his friends into the western twilight. It's an exaggerated consequence of the daily 4 minutes earlier that the stars rise and set throughout the year. In the fall, the slow disappearance of the stars slide into the west is partially cancelled out by the ever later sunsets, so that when darkness falls each night, the constellations appear nearly the same. Now the reverse occurs. As Orion marches westward, the ever earlier twilight advances to meet it, so that the winter stars are quickly vanishing. Only dazzling Venus is heading the other way and rises ever higher in the west. It's a time of rapid change on Earth and in the heavens. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.